It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Tom Sullivan, thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, I'm delighted, and I'm so excited to come to Galesburg. This is, when you read that introduction, it makes me sound special, but I will tell you that Dr. Peter Kehoe and his wife, Melissa, are the people that I'm really excited to call heroes because they've started, you know, this Sight for Success Foundation, which basically is about vision therapy to allow kids to not have to go through, frankly, what I did. You know, we're talking about preserving vision, and I think for me as a blind person, that may sound odd, but, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff I wish I could see, and it's never going to happen. So to compete by bringing whatever talent I've got to Galesburg on Sunday and perform in your beautiful theater. Jeez, the Orpheum Theater is a throwback to another time.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And that'll be, in case people are wondering, 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It's Mother's Day, and actually kind of perfect timing. You get your meal out of the way and everything. Take Mom to come see Tom Sullivan, Adventures in Darkness. Tickets available. And actually, as soon as we're done here, we gave away a pair of tickets yesterday. We'll give away another here this morning and throughout the rest of the week. So we've got some more to give away. But, talk a little bit about, first, before we kind of get into your background a little bit, talk about this show, Adventures in Darkness, and what it's about.
Well, I had written a book years ago that got optioned as a movie, and actually we're going to do it next year, called Adventures in Darkness, and it was the story of my childhood. Growing up in Boston with a larger-than-life Irish Catholic father and trying to find my place with other children, sighted children, and, you know, working to be part of the sighted world rather than the isolated world I was sort of designed to be in. There were always barriers, a fence around our school, a large fence that my father put around my backyard. And I came to the conclusion somewhere along the line that everybody has obstacles, but that every fence can be climbed. And this performance is sort of it's a blending of video and music and stories and frankly, it's going to go to Broadway next year. So what we're going to do with the Orpheum on Sunday is going to be on Broadway next year.
Mm. Tom, from an early age, did you have an inner drive to try and overcome the things that were up against you, or were you particularly inspired by a number of people early on in your life to overcome and be able to do all these things that you've done?
Well, it's a combination. Like there are two stories quickly. One, I was 8 years old, and I was in the school for the blind, and I had gone down to the kitchen one night, stolen chocolate chip cookies, brought them up, gave them to the kids, and they got cookie dough all over their sheets. So I was in the punishment chair in the principal's office the next day, and two people walked in. I was 8, and the magnificent Helen Keller was 80. She had come to my school to be honored because that's where she had been educated. And her guide, Polly, told her that there was a little boy who had stolen cookies. And I heard this little voice. She said, "Little boy, they tell me you're a devil. Is that right, little boy?" And I took her hand and signed, "Yes." And she said, "Good, keep it up." It was, an incredible moment. So that was one inspirational moment. And the other was two little boys moved into my neighborhood. And they lived in the house on the other side of the fence that my father had built up. And I climbed the fence one day, desperately wanting to get to them, and jumped off and crashed on the ground. And they ran over, and the little boy, Billy Hannon, who's been my best friend for 55 years, Billy looked down and looked at this little kid and said, "Wow," he said, "that was a gnarly fall." So, "I'm Bill Hannon." I said, "I'm Tom Sullivan." And this little boy looked down and said, "Want to play. That's all. Just want to play." And it changed my life. There are 56 million disabled folks in this country. And I so desperately want every one of them to have the chance to play at life. And the system, Mike, isn't working, really. Words like inclusion and mainstream really aren't working educationally because we're isolating kids in special classrooms. We're not framing them appropriately in public school programs. And if we look at the adult population that are disabled, this is shocking to me. Only 12% of the disabled folks who could work, you know, as adults, have jobs. Not 12% unemployment. Only 12% have jobs.
Mm.
So the system is yet to connect the dots in terms of utilizing this astounding group of people to make contribution. And my whole life, I think my whole life now at this stage, because, you know, you mentioned the books. I've written 15 of them. But this stage of my life is about legacy. I'm trying to figure out, I want to know that I was here for a reason. And so whether it's a performance like we're talking about or working as an advocate or engaging in changing the lives of blind children and their families, at this stage, it's all about legacy for me now.
Tom, also with the current culture, everything has gone so much to technology, and I think back to when we used to learn about Helen Keller and the way the blind were able to read with the Braille and overcome mm-hmm. that inability to read. Is there a similar avenue for those trying to grasp this technology, because so much of it is visual? How is that going for that community right now?
Very well. There is not, in the world of the blind, at least, from a computer standpoint, there's nothing that anyone does with IT possibilities that doesn't exist for blind people. So from the standpoint of access, we really have extraordinary access to everything that's IT, to everything that's online. The problem is the integration question, and it's a funny word to use, isn't it, after all this time?
Mm-hmm.
But the integration question and changing, a big part of what I do in this performance on Sunday is try to get people to say, we don't have to live in a system of labels anymore. You know, we use words that allow us to categorize whatever those words are. And if we can get beyond them, boy, we can change a lot of stuff. So a big part of the comedy or the joy or the pathos in this performance is about label changing. You know, trying to create an environment. You know what, fellas? When I leave the earth, here's what I hope it says. Somebody says on the tombstone, here lies Sullivan, right? He was a husband, he was a father, he was an actor, he was an author, he was an athlete. And by the way, he happened to be blind.
Hmm.
If right. I can move move the arrow down, I'll have been very, very happy with the life I've had.
Talking with Tom Sullivan, he is an actor, singer, entertainer, author, producer. He does a little bit of everything, athlete, and he's going to be performing at the Orpheum Theater this Sunday, 3 o'clock, presented by Kehoe Eye Care. It's Adventures in Darkness. And Tom, talk a little bit about the performance side of things. When you decided that was maybe a route you wanted to take, you started playing piano early, you wrote songs, you performed. How did that all come about?
Well, my father joined a statistic that's frightening. The divorce rate in this country is about 51%. Among families with low-vision kids, the divorce rate's 87%. Mm-hmm. And that's because families are under incredible stress. And my family was no different. So I needed money to stay in school. I was going to Harvard, and it was expensive. So I got a job. I had always played music, but I got a job playing piano in a little bar on Cape Cod. I don't know if you've got time for this, but it's a great story.
Oh, yeah.
Playing piano on Cape Cod. And the wonderful, wonderful Betty White, who is a national treasure, and her husband, Alan Ludden, were doing Summer Stock, a play, and they would come in every night to the bar I played in, and we became really good friends. I'd play all their favorite songs. But at the same time, every good-looking girl that came in, I was hustling. So... one night, the bartender said, oh, my God, with his Boston accent. Oh, my God, he said. There's a girl at the bar. He said, if you could see her, my God, she's like 5'11", legs to heaven. He said, you better talk to her. Well, thank God, she leaned over the bar, and she said, can you play by the time I get to Phoenix? And I did. And at the end, she was crying, and she said, do you mind if I ask you something? I said, no. She said, do you mind if I ask how you went blind? I said, well, I don't like to talk about it. She said, oh, come on. I said, well, I was an F-4 pilot in Vietnam and got shot down and spent 6 years in the Hilton prison. And I said, you're the first girl I've met since I got out. And Betty White heard this. She said, you know what, young lady, he is so full of crap. And then she said, but there's a girl in here, Tom, and if you could see her eyes, look at you. You wouldn't date anyone else. And she took my arm and dragged me over. She said, young lady, what's your name? And the girl said, I'm Patty. And Patty and I have been married for 45 years.
Wow.
Isn't that
so
something?
So Betty White is the reason that that happened.
So she was your eyes in that case to find the one that you were supposed to be with.
Absolutely, 100%.
Wow, that is really neat. Talking with Tom Sullivan, we mentioned athlete as well, avid golfer. My handicap when it comes to golf, Tom, is just picking up a club because I'm horrible. Let's talk about how you started. Whether it golf, you're an avid skier, you run marathons. What made you decide you wanted to get involved in any kind of athletic endeavor?
I didn't want to live, fellas. I didn't want to live life on the sidelines. A big part of what we talk about Sunday and play about and sing about and stuff is that. Everybody has to find their ticket out of darkness, right? My tickets were music and sports. But about golf, I took it up because tennis was going to suck.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the moving ball makes it kind of tough, doesn't it?
It had a great serve, but if they hit it back, we Well, I had a friend who, the first golf swing I ever took was at a high school field with a friend, and I happened to hit the ball, and it went through the school window, and I thought, you know, this is a pretty good game. My favorite golf story, I got Good Morning America sent me down to Florida to play a round of golf with Jack Nicklaus. Now, you talk about scared.
Wow.
Scared. And Jack isn't a funny person. I mean, he's a wonderful man, and we're great friends, but he's not funny. So I had to have two Crown Royals on the rocks before we teed off. We played the first five holes, and I was great. I parred the first two holes. I bogeyed the third hole. I double bogeyed the fourth hole, but I birdied the fifth hole. And then the wheels fell off, and I had a triple. I mean, I was a disaster. And in the ninth tee, I said, Jack, do you have any thoughts about my golf swing? And he looked right at me as deadpan and said, Tom, the best thing I can say about your golf swing is that you don't ever have to see it.
Oh, man. Well, coming from somebody as good as that, I guess it doesn't make you feel too bad.
Kind of handle that.
Oh, man.
Was that before or after the legendary hole-in-one you got?
I did have a hole-in-one, and you know what? Here's a great... I had played golf the day before the hole-in-one, and I shot 84, which was the best round I'd ever had. And I came home to Patty and said, you know what? I got this golf thing solved. I mean, I am a hero. The next day I went out, and I was a complete disaster. When I say a disaster, and we get to the 17th hole, it's a beautiful par 3 along the ocean. I had been tragic, and I hit this beautiful 6-iron, and it took one bounce and went in, and I thought, that's golf. And I didn't even tell anybody I had a hole-in-one because I thought I was such a disaster. And since then, the members of the club found out about it, and it has cost me a lot of money.
Oh, I bet. Goodness.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Sullivan is going to be performing this Sunday at the Orpheum Theater. 3 o'clock is the show, Adventures in Darkness. Now, this is a show, that, as Tom mentioned, this is a show that's going to be on Broadway next year. How did that all come about as getting this set up to be a Broadway show?
I've been writing it off and on for the last 4 years. And because of the speeches I'm fortunate to give, I've been sort of training for it, you know. And basically, we found investors, and you know, that's kind of how these things happen. But I love the fact that we're going to do this. And I just want to go circle back. This is the Keough Eye Center that is putting this on.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, there's never been. If I had to pick the 5 most significant doctors in optometry in this country, he would be one of them. But he's supported by his beautiful wife and daughter. And I happened to come, I came to give a speech for his practice last year, a year ago, and happened to bring this up, you know, hey, I'm going to be doing this. These people have gone out and not only started the Success for Sight Foundation, but have really stepped up and made this happen. It amazes me how much humans can do. You stop and think about, do we use our potential? You know, do we step forward and take on, nonprofit work on behalf of others? These folks really have. I mean, this is all driven by these folks. And it's made possible because I have a long-standing relationship with Allergan, the pharmaceutical company, and they basically pay the bills to make this happen. So it's really fun to be with you guys and do this. And I hope mothers come up because, we will. Bring your handkerchiefs because you'll laugh, and we have every intention of making you cry. So come be with us.
Well, Tom, we want to really thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning, and we're looking forward to this again Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater, Adventures in Darkness. Tom, thank you. Thank you again for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate you doing it, and some very interesting stories. Thank you.
I hope so, fellas. Thanks very much.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Have a great day. Safe travels, too.
Thanks.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.